Part 1. The Breakup Heard Round the World.
Chapter 1. The Late, Great Maeve Kaplan Taylor. Maeve scrunched up her favorite puffy pillow and rolled over. Suddenly, something seemed strange. Very strange. Sunlight was peeking through the sides of the curtains and making funny lines on her bedspread, but the clock said 4:07 a.m. Since when was it ever sunny at 4 o'clock in the morning? Maeve grabbed her pink leather watch off the nightstand and stared at the digital numbers. Her eyes widened. 8:20 a.m. That couldn't be right. School would be starting in 10 minutes. Normally slow-moving in the morning, Maeve shot out of bed. Her bedroom, the pink palace, was in chaos, books and clothes scattered everywhere. Ouch! She screamed as she stubbed her toe on the nightstand. Where was everybody? Mom! Maeve shrieked. I am so late! Where are you? She began riffling through an abominably messy pile of just-washed clothes. She finally found her favorite pair of jeans. Wiggling into them at super speed, she moaned out loud. Her guinea pigs, recently renamed Flora and Fauna, squeaked for some snacks. Maeve stumbled over to their cage and tossed in some fresh guinea pig pellets. Flora and Fauna, I just have to get more organized, she said as she gave them a scratch behind the ears. Maeve heard a door swing open and quick footsteps in the hallway. Oh no, cried her mother. The power must have gone out. I'm going to jump in the shower. Maeve, Sam, get up fast as you can, Ms. Kaplan yelled down the hallway. Maeve threw on a pink cable-knit sweater over her fitted white tee. She furiously laced up her sneakers and bounced over to the mirror to scrunch gel into her massive red curls. She spritzed body spray into the air and twirled into the mist, a trick she learned from her friend Katani's older sister Patrice. Misting, Patrice said, is a total fragrance experience. Swinging her book bag over her shoulder, Maeve grabbed her keys and backpack and rushed out of her bedroom, down the hall, and into the kitchen. Maeve's 8-year-old brother, Sam, was calmly sitting at the kitchen table, slurping down a huge bowl of his favorite crunch cereal. He was also reading a comic book and looking as if he didn't have a care in the world. He glanced up as Maeve dropped her bag right in front of him. She stared down at him and tapped her foot. Then she breathed in deeply and let it out in a slow whoosh. Her new yoga instructor, Gail, had taught her the power of deep breathing in stressful situations. How come you're all ready to go? Maeve asked Sam, her voice cracking. I always set my watch alarm for 5 minutes after my alarm clock. You know, in case something happens, like the power goes out or whatever. I was reading in this magazine that military dudes have to do that because they get in lots of trouble if they are late for— Sam! Why didn't you wake us up? Maeve simply could not believe that Sam was up and didn't wake them. She wanted to scream. Sam, who looked a little embarrassed, answered, Well, I was going to, but I guess I forgot. You forgot? What? Maeve was about to give Sam a piece of her mind, but he looked so sheepish, she stopped. He's only 8, after all. Sam started reading chapter books when he was 5, and he was such a math brainiac that Maeve sometimes forgot he was only in 3rd grade. It's okay, Maeve said generously. I guess it's not your fault the power went out. Sam burped and pushed his chair back and brought his dirty dishes to the dishwasher, while Maeve grabbed all 3 of their brown bag lunches from the fridge. You know, Sam, you're never going to get a girlfriend if you do gross things like that. Sam grinned and ran out of the room. Maeve glanced at her watch. Mom, you better hurry! It's already 8:26! She shouted up the stairs. Her mom was supposed to be at work at 8:30, and she had to drop Sam off at the elementary school on her way. Since their apartment was just down the street from Abigail Adams Junior High, Maeve usually walked to school. Today, it was going to have to be a run.